I'm Ellen.
And I'm Erin.
We're your source for sensible parenting advice delivered with a light touch.
We are your girlfriends on call, 24/7, for honest, funny chats about all of the things that matter to you.
We are the Sensible Moms.
And these are our sound bites. Hi, I'm Erin.
And I'm Ellen.
And we're back. This is our new Sensible Mom sound bite.
Yeah, so finally, I think spring is in the air.
Yay!
And there is one thing that seems to erupt on social media every spring. Will you let your daughter wear a bikini?
Oh my gosh. We just put this on our Facebook and we got 55 comments about it.
Actually, more than that.
Was it more?
Right now. But it kind of started because I was with a group of women. Some of them I didn't know that well. You know, how it happens with school. And this woman proclaimed, no way, no how, will my daughter ever wear a bikini? And her daughter's 7.
We love the pronouncements like that.
There is no one that hates the term been there, done that more than me. I think it's really disrespectful. However, parenting kids is a really long road to hoe, and making proclamations for no reason when your kids are 7 about what they'll do later on.
A marathon, not a sprint. It's best not to use up all your gas on the early ones. We had written a post, one of our first posts that we wrote when we first started blogging. We had talked about how I had gotten myself into trouble with this. I had thrown down with my daughter over Bratz dolls.
And I had told her not to because it wasn't worth it.
She'd even said over the phone, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. You're going to regret it. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Don't do it. And I still did it. And it was a terrible idea. And one of the only good thing that came out of it is that I learned a little bit more about my daughter and my relationship with her. And so I chose to never make those types of proclamations with her ever again.
Because what happened, instead of her getting the Bratz doll and quickly throwing it to the side like every other girl does, because their stupid feet came off with their shoes and they would lose them, Erin's daughter clung on to...
It's like the forbidden fruit.
Clung on to getting one forever and ever until it culminated with her getting one as a birthday gift at her party, and then Erin had to throw down
over the stupid... horrible.
And don't get us wrong, we really hate Bratz dolls, but you can have a conversation with your child about why you don't like them and just let it go.
And from that point forward, I learned that style of parenting. But once you have created the hard line that you're not willing to cross, you have to be willing to die on that sword. And I don't really want to die on that sword, especially the bikini sword. Like, I'm not really willing to die on that one.
There's a lot of things that you do have to hold firm on, that things that deal with safety and health and their future. I mean, on our Facebook page, a lot of people talked about how they put their young kids in bikinis. I, for one, did not because of sun exposure. Yeah. I am huge on that. Like, my kids were covered up with the long sleeve rash guards and everything.
And they still are. So the whole idea, even though they wear the bikinis, they do wear their long sleeve rash guards most of the day when they're having fun.
Not most, but they do.
When they're having fun in the water.
Yeah, when they're playing in the water, they put them on because they do realize that the bikinis will fall down. But I mean, my youngest for a while in middle school did not want to. She wore a tankini. She didn't want to wear one. And then she did. And my kids have to show me their bathing suits. We don't have push-up bra type or strings on the side. For one thing, they don't feel secure in them, like they're going to fall down. But I guess where the trickier issue is where do you get into that your modesty versus body shaming versus...
Right. And there's so many different things, because we had a friend too who... I mean, different body types. Sometimes the bikini issue, it opens up, hard conversations about, body image and things like that for girls. And, it's an interesting thing. I remember it was kind of like our makeup conversation when people were having ideas about, when do you start makeup and do all of that?
In the particular group of friends that Erin and I travel in together, I have the oldest girl.
You do, yes. So, we all defer to Ellen.
So, or they argue with me. Yeah. let's be honest. The fighting with makeup. I just taught them how to use it and what they could use. I don't know. It gets into me, like, making them feel bad. And it also gets into a line of trying to keep them as a child versus trying to let them grow up. Would I rather them explore things like makeup or a bikini versus having to rebel against me harder on something that's more important? Right. I think that, you know what? I think it boils down to that. Like, I feel like if you don't let them explore and do what they want on these minor issues, then you're forcing them to fight you
on the big stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it was very interesting to me because I definitely, I didn't wear makeup till after I had my second child. I really, like, at all. I was totally not. And so I was a little uncomfortable with it, but I have a daughter.
But why didn't you wear it? Did you wear it?
I just wasn't into it. Like, that was just totally my thing. It wasn't like I was any particular stand or anything, but I wasn't really comfortable with putting it on.
It's not like your mom forbade you.
No, not at all. My mom, we never had anything like that.
So the thing is, if your mom didn't forbade, I don't know, why would you, just because you didn't feel comfortable with makeup, you did not translate that into telling your daughter. Yeah.
I didn't, but it was very interesting to me because I remember when she came to me in seventh grade, she's a redhead and she has really, really light eyelashes. And she was like, I'd like to wear some mascara. And I was kind of like, really? Already? Like seventh grade? I remember feeling that pang that you're talking about, like, we're going to wear makeup now, I guess. And I remember talking to you and you're like, it's fine. It's not a big deal. And I taught her how to do it. And she felt so great. Like, the beam on her face, like, when she just felt so good. She goes, I just feel, she goes, no one ever saw my eyelashes before. Like, she just felt so good about it.
And you know what, too? One of the things is if we make we're actually creating our own pangs. If we make every little step of the way of growing up such a big deal, and I think this relates back to our confetti cannon society where everything is a celebration.
Right.
If we make every little step of growing up such an arduous deal, I have to tell you, you're going to be exhausted by the time. I mean, both of us, Aaron's farther along than me, because while I have the oldest girl, she has a 17-year-old son. I mean, you gotta save some gas in the tank for this.
For the, like, big stuff.
For the big stuff, like them actually finding a college they want to go to or finding what they want to do with their lives and go out. If you start making every little thing from the time they're 9 a huge deal, you're going to be emotionally spent by the time they're 16 and you're worrying about them getting in a car by themselves and going off to college and doing all that. So if you look at around, a whole ton of teenage girls are wearing it. And there was also some comments too, like, oh, she can choose when she's 18.
Oh,
like, there is not that. That's assuming that do we not remember that adulthood is not that hard a line?
Yeah.
Like, they are trying and striving and growing towards that. And they have to do it in little bursts. And
I think respecting the process, it's hard enough where my youngest is 11 and he's just starting to, you know, go through all the real middle school-y kind of stuff again. And I think that, am I totally, like, off base?
What's your youngest child's age?
Oh, he's not.
Oh, my gosh.
Not
her long. Youngest child. Okay, Erin, this is a time to recap.
Again.
For Erin. And for Erin. She has 5 kids.
Right.
Her youngest is how old?
7.
Her second youngest is
11. That's what I was talking about. So he is the one who's going through middle school again. And, you know, starting through the middle school process. And just to watch, it's, you know, it's an awkward time for everybody. Like, it's, you have a lot of different hats that you're trying on. You have a lot of different things that you're trying to do. I think you're right. I think it's just the idea that you would make it harder for them. They're just trying so hard to figure out who they are and where they fit and who they fit with. And the idea that you would in some way put an artificial hard thing in the midst of something that everybody has to go through that's already kind of a difficult process. It seems not respectful of the process. It seems not respectful of what they're what they're going through, and not really seeing them. You know,
and
I think that's part of being a good mom. I think
that is, like, really, I think you hit the nail on the head. And another little realm, an issue this moves into is moms judging other moms. I really wish that when I was the mother of, you know, my oldest kid was 5, I wish someone had honestly, without condensation or drippy moisture, had told me to relax about some of the things
and to just go along.
So I'm hoping that's what this podcast is. Because when you're the mom of a 5-year-old and you're looking at someone who has a teenager, like, I wouldn't let my daughter wear a bikini. There's a whole ton of judgment behind that statement.
Teenagers, and again, it's disrespectful of the parenting that is going on. For most families, there is a conversation that goes on, especially about what kids are wearing, why they're wearing things. And so what you see reflected out on the streets has been probably a product of some parenting and maybe some negotiations. I mean, it was very funny. There was one of my friends, her son wasn't a very great student, but he got onto the honor roll for the first time ever. And she had told him if he ever got on the honor roll, he could have a mohawk. And so if you met her son that summer, she said, you can have it all summer. You can have a mohawk. You can dye it whatever color you want. She goes, you know, but when we come back to school in the fall, back to your normal haircut. And he was like, if I make honor roll, I can have a mohawk all summer. And she said, yes. And it was the greatest motivator ever for him. That kid, that moment, mohawk all summer, couldn't have been prouder, stuck it straight up all summer, shaved it off for back to school. And I thought it was a good parenting moment.
However, on the outside, if you walked up, like, she's the mom of a kid with a green mohawk.
Oh, purple, green. He would change it weekly. He would sometimes have it longer. He would sometimes have it shorter. Sometimes it would be really stiff. Sometimes it would be just all over the place.
And getting back to the respectful thing, too, do you really want to shut a kid down about a piece of clothing and set up a feeling that they can't come to you about the important things?
Or who they really are.
Who they think they really are. Or if there's an issue, they feel like they're just going to be met with resistance.
There's so many things that aren't fully formed yet as a kid.
And here's the thing, too. I have 2 daughters, 16 and 14. And you know what? I wish I had felt that good about my body when I was their age, you know what? Yeah. My body looked the same. My kids are athletic. They're very active. I'm just going to say it, they look good in their bikinis. I did too. But you know what? I wanted to cover up. I thought I didn't look good. I thought I was fat. I wish I was as fat as I was when I was 16.
Yes.
And I'm not getting into weight things here. But I did look good, but I couldn't see it.
Because of, where your head was at the time.
Yeah, and the fact that they're like, I look good in this. I respect that. And it comes with, I think it's the discomfort, especially from someone who has a younger kid, is that, you know, with adulthood comes sexuality. And they are moving into an adulthood. And I hate to tell you, there's no switch at the age of 18.
And you can still have conversations about modesty. And you can still have conversations. I feel that my daughter and I have lots of conversations when we're picking out dresses and things like that. And I'm not saying to her, oh, don't get that dress. I'm saying, oh, do you really like the way that covers here? Or how do you feel about that? How is that going to be dancing?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's different ways to come at it without saying, that's going to fall off.
Like, you're going to be tugging on that. Wow, that's really going to need a special bra. That bra is probably going to be more money than the dress is.
Exactly.
Would you rather spend the money on a bra or would you rather spend it on shoes?
So I feel like the conversations, there's different ways without saying, no, that dress is too short, right? That kind of thing. I think that you can get into conversations about how does that fit for what you're going to do. You're going to a dance. You're going to want to dance. How is that going to work? You know, and even we have different bathing suits for different activities because we're really active.
Oh, yeah.
And we have like our bikinis for like hanging out at the beach, and then our bikinis for hanging out in the surf doing activities.
And there's the one pieces for canoeing doing all that kind of stuff.
Different clothes for different things, and I think that is part of being a woman, is knowing that there's different shoes, different clothes, different things.
And my last thing is, I think it's kind of an artificial argument. Is a one piece real? It's a thin millimeter of lycra. Does a one piece really
change anything?
I know. Is it really that much of a modesty enhancer than a bikini? I mean, you're basically out there kind of naked. Yeah. It's a little less skin, but not a whole lot less to the imagination, right?
It's true. I never thought about it, but that is true.
I mean, you have a great body.
It's not a sweatshirt.
It's not a wool. Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll accept the argument if these people were dressing their daughters in the wool bathing suits of...
The bathing dresses.
Yeah. The 1940s where the ankle was a little risque. But,
There's no tights.
My girls wouldn't be hiding much under a bushel basket with, I don't know, 6 more inches of Lycra.
You're like, it's really not happening.
So, do you have...
No, I don't have any more to say about that. I just think, tell us what you think. It's about having...
It's about hard setting... Hard and fast rules. It's about drawing lines in the sand when you don't have to and making your parenting harder. It's about respecting your kids, and it's about them growing up and you having to facilitate it. And not to be... stupid either, and not to say that we don't deal with the things, but sometimes you have to tread lightly around a teenager so that the really, really important topics such as friends and drugs and alcohol and driving behaviors, so that you leave yourself open for that. There's space for those to occur. If you're squabbling about every little inch of the way of growing up, there's no space for you to have the trust and calm to talk about the things that will really impact their future.
And I do think, just a little note, I do think you're putting some mama cash in your little box when you come meet them halfway.
Yes,
you're putting some mama cash in there. And
there are credits.
There are times that you're going to have to say, yeah, I'm taking my mama credit, and I'm just going to cash in that I'm mom, and you're just going to have to deal. But not this time. This time we can meet each other halfway. We can.
Because there are those that you just have to lay the hammer down. And it's awful and it's hard and you have to have a lot of fortitude. So don't waste your time
on a bikini
or eyeliner.
Please.
With that.
This has been our Sisterhood Soundbite for the day.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And Pinterest.
You can find us at Sensible Moms.
Excellent. Thank you. And you can read our blog at www.sisterhoodofthesensiblemoms. Till next time.
.com.
Till next time.
She made sure you knew the www part.
www.
Because this is 1989.
Thank you. Bye.